Do I need to go get my headphones?
Crystal clear.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure there was no weird playback. Hey, everyone.
Hey, man, what up, though?
How y'all grooving? How you moving?
I wonder when you hear this, how will the fuck the world be fucked up today?
Because, you know, it's been a minute.
Yeah, man.
Life's been lifing.
Life has been a hell of a life. Speaking of hell of a life, listen to this hell of a theme song.
Boom.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, I guess not for you if you've been listening. You know what I'm saying? It was just an episode ago.
Right. You know, just a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
If you've never been here before, I guess this is where you're supposed to make an introduction. If this was like a professional podcast.
Yes. So, welcome everyone. New and old, what's up, you know?
Why did this feel like, you know?
Just want to say, we just talk to talk.
We really do.
If that makes any sense to y'all. We just be out here talking and lifing.
But who are you?
Oh, I'm Kiera. I'm Kiera. And then this is my cousin.
Yeah.
You can tell it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's definitely been a minute, you know. So I guess, where do we start? What you been up to?
Work. And I just got my computer rebuilt. Right. I don't know what was wrong with it, but whatever.
Well, glory, hallelujah.
It was doing some weird stuff and it wouldn't work. And now it works.
I'm still waiting on mine. I definitely got to put mine in the shop. That's one thing that I've been putting off. Mine was working until it won't. And they're like, you know what? I'll get to it. And I did it.
You know what's funny? I need to go to the shop so I can take all these like old Apple products I got. So that way I can get some money.
Oh, so yeah, because the new one you rebuilt is not Apple, obviously.
I'm trying to sell it, you know, sell this stuff so I can get some monies.
Is it money in the reselling of Apple products? Is it like shoes?
I don't think so. Nor am I really like trying to figure it out. This is not stuff that I paid for, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, so you can give a goddamn. It's all profit.
I can give a goddamn. It's all profit to me. Every single bit of it.
This is what happened in my life. I recently got a job. And let me tell y'all something for you working people out there. Hey, man, this is what y'all do, bro.
Yeah, this is why we drink.
This is what y'all just do. Hey, man, fuck this shit, man.
Dude, why do you think I drink so much?
Man, let me tell you something. I don't like this. y'all keep just working shit.
What part of it is the struggle for you? That's what I want to know.
Okay. So here, I guess I should write this down. Let's title this The Struggle.
The working class struggle.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go really, really vague and I get specific at some point.
Okay.
I guess the biggest problem is, like, I'm here. Yeah. I know that me being here, meaning I'm contributing to the, I'm contributing to this company in some way, shape, or form. And correct. That you have assessed that you need this need. So you have to hire someone to perform these tasks. I'm going basic. I don't want to be here.
And the only
reason I'm here is, hey, y'all going to pay me. And you going to pay me is like the number one goal. Right? Now, at the number, like around the number one goal, you kind of got like a brainstorm. You know, you used to do like a storytelling when you was in elementary school, and they tell you make a big topic and make little brainstorms around mm-hmm. the topic. Yeah. So yeah. In the middle is you got the reason why I'm here, paycheck. And then from that, you can see different thoughts around it. One thought is, ooh, I can steal a free trash bag. Or, ooh. You ain't know, y'all don't steal from work.
But it don't be trash bags.
Listen to me. You gotta get what the fuck you can get. Listen, y'all. I'm talking to you, Kiara, and I'm talking to the listening audience. This is how I know. I thought a little different in my head. So I'm walking in my new job, and they show me around, and they tell me, okay, you can put your coat back here near the stocking stuff, like where they keep all the food and the dry storage and shit like that.
Okay.
All right. And when I walked in there, I looked up and I noticed, y'all ain't got no camera here? Oh, y'all trust y'all employees? Bitch, I'm stealing. What are you talking about? Wow. I'm stealing.
And so the first thing you thought to steal was some trash bags?
No. See, the first thing I thought was to steal food. So,
oh, okay.
But then I realized, okay, these motherfuckers, I'm gonna eat food every day. So you don't have to really steal food when food is given. That ain't what you steal. You steal what you need. They gonna give you what you want if you talk nice to the people in there. But mm-hmm. you know, I ain't paying for trash bags no more. Or you know, I might steal a Fig Newton or two, you know. But I mean, you know, I'm gonna get something.
Oh man,
I don't even like Fig Newton, but shit, a free one is delicious.
I just want you to know, you're coming in and out, but also, I mean, yeah, you have to like. I feel like depending upon your job depends on the amount of thievery that you can manage.
Get away with without getting fired.
Yeah, because like, okay, so this is my philosophy wherever I work at 90% of the time is I make sure that the people that matter are the ones that really actually like me.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they'll do things for me or they'll let me get away with stuff. Or if somebody tries to say that I did something, they would be like, Kiara would never.
Nah, that's not in her character.
That's not the Kiara I know. She would never do that. She would never say that.
I love that that character, that specific phrase and a character witness. that's not the Kiara I know.
Because it's just a perfect like description. That person would never, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, and you can joke with them a bit more. You can say something crazy to them and they just be like, I cannot believe you just said that, but you don't get in trouble. They just shake their head and laugh at you, and you like, man, you caught in my web.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
You was caught. Like, for instance, I had our general manager and our director of beverage working to fix the bubbly, like, soda machine for me because I told them that it was broken. And they literally fixed it and would send me email updates about the progress.
Day four.
They were like, Kira, we're working on it. We're getting somewhere. And I'm like, the fact that y'all both are sending me the exact same email thread, unbeknownst to each other, I suppose, is hilarious to me.
You know too many people up top. That, like, the hierarchy, you're not supposed to be a part of the email chain.
Now everybody's talking to me. And everybody likes me. The GM, the assistant GM, the directors. It's too many. But who I don't like, I can't say who I don't like, but I know that they feel it. I know they can feel it. And they want to be liked by the people that like me so badly. So when I watch them not getting that, like, same response or that same whatever, I just laugh at them the whole time. I just look at them and be like, dude, they don't like you.
There's no coming back.
There's no coming back. Like, I feel like once, like, that type of level, like the higher ups, once the higher ups are at a disdain for who you are as a person and a worker, there's no coming back from that. I don't know what you can do as an employee, as a director, as a VP, as a whatever your title is, for people who are in that top level to then turn around and be like, oh, well, maybe I misjudged you. Like, you would have to do a lot of good stuff or a lot of ass kissing in order for them to change their mind. But they would also have to be the type of people that like ass kissing, because not everybody likes that. Not everybody.
Also true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, because, like, not everybody wants somebody to, you know, they spit on them and they're like, oh my gosh, thank God for the rain. Like, come on now. Not everybody's that kind of person. So, that's a web to weave right there.
Knowing who to be.
I want y'all to comment. Tell us a story of a time when your higher up boss, not your direct boss, I mean, like, your boss's boss or your boss's 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 boss, whatever chain that you are on there, how you got that person to really like you or to, like, even be able, like, I mean, like actually, like who you are as a person.
Yeah, I didn't been in that situation where my direct boss did not like me. I don't know why she didn't like me, but I just know that she did not like me. And she, you know what I'm saying? And then I met, like, the regional manager, like the manager, like her boss.
Yeah.
And I met, like, the regional manager and the district manager. And I was like, hey, man. I mean, and I talked to them, and they're like, hey, man. And every time they came in, they were like, there he goes. And I'm like, man, chill out, man. You know, I'm just chilling there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Got to be cool.
Yeah, I'm just cool, man. You know, I'm just doing my work. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that money like you, you know? And for some reason, me and them was cool. Now, I never got fired. And the reason I never got fired is, you know, I did my fucking work. And two, just because you don't like me don't mean you can fire me.
Exactly.
You hit it,
you know,
bro.
I've had it to where, okay, I'll say that I probably know why one of my bosses started to I wouldn't say like not like me, but like wasn't as like friendly as before. And I think it's because I challenged them on like racial stuff.
Oh yeah, that'll get you there too.
You know what I'm saying? And for them to like, for me to be like, dude, like you do realize like most of the people that work here are black and y'all not gonna do no black shit. Like what kind of shit is that? Like it would be stuff like that. So I could see as soon as I like had started to bring that up, I was like, oh yeah. And because y'all think that y'all need to be everybody's fucking friends in here and I don't want to be your friend, you also aren't trying to like talk to me like how you talk to everybody else. Bitch, I don't want you to talk to me like everybody else. I see how you operate.
It's so obvious seeing some people's intentions even when they come to you and it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people can't see it though, but I take that back. I've ran into a couple people who can't tell or has no sense of, oh, that motherfucker right there fake. You can't sense that. No, yes. Man, they cool. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm like, no, you can't sense this nigga right here is disingenuous.
Nope. No,
man, they just cool. And I'm like, oh, you can't even see it.
You know, that's funny because that's how this guy I know is that I'm friends with. He about people that he's quote unquote friends with, I'd be like, you do realize like they don't want to actually like they're not actually your friends. Mm-hmm. Like you do realize this, right? Like these people ain't your friends. They just want to appear to be your friends because you're the cool black guy or whatever, but they not really like your actual friends. I know you don't want to believe it, but like I'm just telling you from what I'm looking at, that's what I see. But them kind of people, you just got to let them like believe whatever they want to believe at that point. Because it ain't like I can't make you see, and I'm not going to force you to see it.
That's true.
Because then you're going to sit there and be like, well, they were never that way with me. Yes, they was the whole time. You just don't. And you didn't want to. You just didn't want it to be true. Did you send me that video on TikTok where the guy was talking about people won't speak up or speak out against things because they want to keep this illusion of this reality that they've created, even though it's maybe something harmful?
Yeah, that was a minute ago, but yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It was not a minute ago. It was like 2 days.
I mean, 2 days in TikTok world.
Oh my gosh.
At least 500, you know, videos. That's a lot of swiping.
You do be sending a lot of videos.
It's because, oh, you know what's interesting about the tickets of the top? It's where, okay, now I got people in that I send TikTok to. I probably got like 8 people that I send TikTok to, right? But everybody in TikTok, it's shit I send Xavion that I don't send you.
Okay, yeah, same.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not because I don't think you enjoy. Well, I don't think you enjoy it. But it just be like, he's going to get this joke more than J-Ron to get the joke. Or I got a homeboy that and it's crazy. I got a homeboy I went to high school with, right? Mm-hmm. Me and this nigga has not talked since 2008.
God damn.
But on TikTok, this is my homeboy. Like I ain't talked to this nigga. And now, mind you, if I see him, it's all up.
Right.
And like that, but it's just funny where he is like the one person I send my most TikToks to.
You know, that's how I feel. I feel that way about one of my old coworkers. Cause she sends me so many TikToks, but like, we haven't hung out in a long ass time.
Right.
But she sends me the most TikToks. Between you and her, y'all send me the most TikToks in the whole entire world.
But do you respond?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but because they be funny, right?
I either respond or I also send her TikToks too.
And I think it's interesting that type of friendship and that bond can be made between somebody just sharing TikTok videos, because it really shows me other people's algorithm or like what's on your For You page. Now, a lot of times there's a lot of overlap where either they'll send it and it'll just pop up in my feed, or it'll pop up in my feed that morning and they had already sent it. You know what I'm saying? So I had seen it before, but it's just like, it really made me think like, they really got us, bro.
Well, they do, because, okay, when you watch those videos that people send you, that plays into your algorithm.
Right. Yes, it does.
And what I did notice is that the algorithm, like, as you're scrolling, it's like, not like the immediate next video, but I'll say like 3 or 4 videos down is when, if you watch that video for a long time, like you watch that whole entire video and say you swipe to their page to look at some more of their videos, depending on what the context is of that video, you will get that like videos that are similar, that are talking about the same topic, like correct, 4 videos later. I noticed that. I was like, oh, this is like an actual AI in real time where it's actually learning what you're watching and what you're not watching.
That don't scare y'all, man.
Huh?
That don't scare you.
It does scare me. That's why sometimes I don't be on TikTok. Because it scares me like that. Like it's that smart.
I was about to tell a whole story about handshakes and TCIP protocols, but I'm not. I've seen so many different areas of conversation on TikTok. Some of it, you know, I agree with. Some of it, I just laugh at, and some of it is ridiculous. But I really just enjoy laughing on TikTok. Now, somewhere in the algorithm for like maybe a day, maybe even like a couple hours, where I don't even get no funny shit on my For You page. Like, come on. It'll just be straight blackety black shit. Like, blackety black black shit. And I'd be like, all right, bet. And then it just be like blackety black black shit, titties, blackety black black black. Oh, it's a joke. White people dancing, blackety black white people dancing, woke shit, titties. And then, man, listen, my homeboy brought that shit up not too long ago. We was having a conversation, and he said, "Man, do you ever think about like every time you open your phone, you are going to see a voluptuous woman, whether you go on Instagram, Facebook, a scantily clad woman is going to be forced in your face."
Correct.
And I just be like, I never really thought about it like that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because sex is the driving force of social media. I was gonna say of the world, but I mean it is, especially when it comes to like anything, marketing tools.
But I'd like to know what gift, what is it, a gift? What control is someone gaining by every, you know, let's say every 7 or 8 TikTok videos, you'll see. Now, what is it on your For You page? What do you see all the time?
Well, it varies. Okay, so I'll see like a bunch of anime stuff. So it'll be anime type stuff, or it'll be a bunch of funny stuff. I also see a lot of like makeup stuff or entrepreneurship stuff.
So you don't get the random girl just turned around shaking her butt in front of the microwave.
No.
I'm not joking.
You're not joking. That's why it's funny to me. No, I don't. I don't get that. I mean, I've gotten some, like, no, the only, like, I guess, like, the only female type like that, like, if I'm talking about, like, male gay stuff, the only thing that I get that's comparable to that is if a girl is cosplaying as, like, a sexy character, like, their character anime has, like, a sexy outfit. But that's okay. It. It's never like, oh, like you said, here's a girl just shaking her ass and by the microwave. No.
Listen to me. It's one woman. And this, I probably noticed this woman the first 6 months or 7 months I got on TikTok, where the video starts in the kitchen. You're looking at all you see for real is a big ass refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Two big ass refrigerator doors, and then you see this, you know, curvy woman, a little white curvy woman, and you know she's talking to the camera, and then she goes, she's talking to the camera about something random, and I looked at 12 of her fucking videos. It's just random stuff, and in the middle of the video she would just turn around, open up the microwave that's on top of this big ass refrigerator, and like, you, when she lifts up, you can just see like, oh my god, this lady got a big ass, like Jesus. But that's the whole video, and then she closed the microwave. This lady got like definitely hundreds of thousands of views. She saw, example, well, today we made macaroni, but I guess I'll heat some up before I go to bed. Turn, lift, ass, she closed the microwave. Over TikTok, over.
Yeah, I ain't never seen this girl.
Yeah, man.
I don't sound ridiculous, but
I hope I don't sound ridiculous.
So it's so funny. Okay, speaking of that, Kiki Palmer, if you ever listen to this podcast episode, just know that I absolutely love and adore you for this, for that lie detector that you took and you said that line, because I remixed it with some of my coworkers talking about an email, because when another person that I do not like at work tries to send me personal emails, even though it's a whole email chain, like there's a bunch of people on it and they all should also be getting this email, but you're only emailing me personally for some reason. In the beginning, I would like respond, and then I was like, why am I responding to this? Because this is stupid. I'm not about to answer him. So I told him I would just be like, I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I ain't never seen that email a day in my life. It could come through my inbox and I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry for that email.
Sorry for that email.
So I be saying that all the time. Me and my coworker, we just bust out with it sometimes. We'd be like, sorry for that email.
Now, I've never been in a working environment where the company email or the email thread was a thing. What is that?
Bullshit. Like,
it's something that, you know, everybody has to read and put up with. Is it a subtle jabs in it? Like, I don't know the dynamics of a company.
Okay, so, email. I mean, in my work environment, we have people who have high statuses that are very passive aggressive. So whether that's in email or in Teams or whatever the fuck, they're very passive aggressive all the time. It's really fucking annoying, actually. So yes, there is like passive aggressive tones and messages and remarks and stuff like that. I wasn't being passive aggressive in my email. I was actually being like curious, and you know, I think people got offended by it, but again, I really don't give a shit. I'm at the point where like I don't care. I really don't. Like, I think you might think of that I care, but then you're gonna learn very quickly that I don't.
It's above me now.
It's above me. You know, take that up with upper management. But yeah, it's, I mean, like, sometimes you get, which this is annoying when people, okay, so at my job, they have, like, automatic email signatures, which most places do. So, like, your name is in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally in there. It's spelled correctly. It has your job title. Like, it's literally in the email, okay? You cannot fuck it up, because guess what? When you go to search the person, their name is also in the search bar for you to send it within our network at work, right?
Right.
So for people to spell your name wrong, to me, is a jab. Because there's no way that you, right, there's no way that you should be spelling people's name wrong when it's right there in the email. You had to physically type my name in order to get my, to even get my email. So, like, how do you spell somebody's name wrong? I've only had it happen once, and I just was like, girl, how did you do that? And it's literally in the email before, is my email to you, which has my signature in it and has my name.
How did she spell your name?
Kay. It was like a little mistake, but I still was like annoyed. But K E I R R A.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's just annoying. It's just a nuisance, because I'm like, dude, I don't spell your name wrong.
I put a random capitalized letter in the nigga name for no reason. Tom, big M.
Nah, they be working your nerves though. Cause my job, they use Teams a lot. And in the Teams, it's like, okay, mind you that at my job, I myself am not that close to all of my other coworkers, just where my office is. So we aren't that close to them, but everybody else that's in this Teams chat is. So they'll be asking like broad ass questions to everybody. Mind you, they could have just said it out loud. Like, could have just stood up in their office and been like, hey y'all, what y'all want for lunch? But instead, they want to be like, and I'm like, I hate y'all.
13 ding, go ding, 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 ding. Everybody got the mess.
Dude, and at first I kept it off, but then I had to have it on because like certain messages would come through. So I needed to have mine on, but I was so annoyed. I was like, I hate y'all. Why? Why are y'all talking and nobody's at work right now?
Office dynamics, man. I'm not working a cubicle. I don't know.
It's all right.
Man,
I'd rather work from home. If I'm being like 100% honest, I'd rather be able to remote work to where I can just work anywhere. Because think about it. If you can just work from anywhere, you don't really need to take, like, yeah, you want to take time off because you want, like, completely to be disengaged from work. But you don't really need to do that because you can be like, well, I want to go to the beach today and work at the beach. And you just remote in as long as you have Wi-Fi.
That's a good point, though.
Like, yes, you still need to be able to take time off of work because, bitch, sometimes I don't want to think about work. I told all of them at my job, I said, I just want y'all to know, whenever I have like PTO and stuff, I literally block y'all so that way y'all can't talk to me.
I don't want to talk to a goddamn soul when I'm off.
I don't want nobody to email me. I don't want nobody to text me. Like, I refuse. I'm like, we got some people that still be on the work chats and they're off.
You are wildin'.
And I'm like, you're psychotic. Do you not have friends? Why are you talking to us at work and you're supposed to be off? Why do you even care about work and you're supposed to be off? Like, why are you messaging right now? I don't understand.
Couldn't be me.
So, couldn't be me. It's not me. Let me rephrase that. It's not me.
Never gonna be me.
So, I would really like a remote job because, for instance, if I'm like, dude, I really want to go home, I can go home and just work while I'm, like, you know, in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really need to take time off. I can just be like, hey, I'm going to live at Virginia for 2 weeks. Like, oh, I'm going to go back home for 2 weeks. And then I'm also going to take time off again. And then basically it's like you're getting paid to, you know.
Well, you're doing your job. You know, it ain't like you. They're paying you the same price to do what you're doing in somewhere else.
Exactly. So that's my plan. So if y'all got a remote work from home job that's over, listen, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. It needs to be over like 60K.
Yeah, to start with. Come on now, people.
Salary. It has to be pretty high salary. But if y'all are looking for somebody, DM me.
Highly qualified.
DM me. I can learn whatever you're trying to teach, whatever you need.
Pimping ain't dead. It just moved to the website.
Exactly. But speaking of being able to do whatever you want to do, every week,
every goddamn week,
we always watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage you to watch it with us.
Yes.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't remember the last movie we watched. And it was your movie.
Yeah, it was Pacito.
Oh, Pacito. It was Pacito. Yes. Okay.
Carlito's Way.
I just want y'all to know that before we get into my movie, Al Pacito, he be playing every race. I'm surprised he ain't played a light-skinned black person yet.
I don't know. You might have did.
And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I wouldn't even be mad.
He could pull it off.
He could pull it off. He could pull off a light-skinned black person. So, Pacito, if you listening, you could be an old light-skinned black person. I promise you. Okay? Oh, also, today's episode is not sponsored, but sponsored by High Noon. Vodka soda peach.
Kiara, you know what I had not too long ago, and I thought that shit was fucking crazy. So they got Simply Orange Juices.
Yeah, and they have the Simply Lemonade Seltzers.
They got this Simply Lemon, Simply something. They got liquor in it.
Spiked, that, Simply Spiked.
That motherfucker is crazy.
Dude, I talked about it on my TikTok one time. I was like, if y'all haven't had these, y'all need to go to your near Smith's, Kroger's, Ralph's and buy you a pack because they're actually pretty good.
Incredible. I did not think it was going to be that good.
But I will say this. If you're not a person who likes malt beverages, do not drink it because it's essentially a malt beverage. Because I don't know what kind of alcohol they actually use, so it's more like a beerish type alcohol. Mm-hmm. But if that's not your jam, don't do that. If actual liquor is your jam, then you need to get like a High Noon, because that's a vodka soda, or you need to get the Crown Royal ones, or Nitos is the tequila. They got some tequila ones now. So y'all need to get that. The ones that have like actual like liquor in them, if you're not into like malted beverages.
Should we have a section where we just tell the audience this new shit that we think they should get?
We should just have a section on. We should have like a drink, of the show.
Official drink of the show. Well, you know my official drink of the show.
It can't be Kool-Aid every time.
You know what? That's not what I was about to say.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Apple juice. It can't be apple juice. Because we all know that Martinelli's is like the best apple juice.
Of course. But I was going to go with professional, like a liquor. I like amaretto and sour. Listen.
You're so like.
It is. Listen. Three of them.
I would try to taste that first. Okay. Yeah. Because. It's not a very cultured, like, exotic drink.
Amaretto and sour, that'll get the party started.
It's okay. It's well, okay. If y'all want, like, some crazy stuff, I got y'all. Not crazy, like, actual crazy, but, like, if y'all just want something that's, like, if y'all just want something a little different, I got you. I can hook you up with some, like, different type flavors, and it'll be bomb. I promise you.
Okay. Woman, what is your movie?
I know. You started talking about liquor, so that's where we at. Okay, I've never watched this movie, but it has 4.5 stars. And it... Okay, I think I'm saying his name wrong because people... He, like, said his name, and it's not how everybody, like, pronounces it. So I think I'm about to pronounce it wrong. So when we actually watch the movie, I'm going to know how to actually pronounce it so I can tell y'all. Okay, but it's called... It is a 2011 smash hit. It's got 4.5 stars, I think. It is called Source Code, starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
Source Code.
Yep. A decorated soldier discovers his role in a top secret government program that enables him to enter the body of a bombing victim in order to find the perpetrator and stop his next attack.
Oh shit, we switching bodies.
Do 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 do.
That's all right too.
The body switches. Yeah. So
the body switches. Oh boy, that's the new title.
The body switches. So yeah, everybody was saying Jake Gyllenhaal, but he says that I think he pronounces it Gyllenhaal.
Or Gyllenhaal
or something like that. It's something weird. I'm not weird, but like it's something different than how everybody normally pronounces it. So I need to look it up because I remember they were like, he was like, that's not how you say my name. And I was like, what?
You've been saying that same shit for years.
Same thing, man. Just the whole time. Remember that cousin, Source Code because there's another.
That's like my cousin on my mama's side. I've been calling him Ladu my whole life, as in LA-DU, but that's not the nigga name at all. Apparently, his daddy name was Duke, and he named him Little Duke. So I've been calling Little Duke Ladu for my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Ladu.
See, I thought that you... I thought that's you. What you said the whole time.
I did not. My 12-year-old brain at the time could not handle that information.
Wow. There's this other action movie that I want to watch now that I thought about it, but I can't remember who. Oh, I do remember it. Okay, have you seen The Gray Man? While we're like waiting.
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me look it up real quick. Cause
you
I
got 1 minute.
I know. Because okay, Ryan Gosling, that's who's in there. Okay.
Gosling.
Yeah, because Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans is in it. It's actually a pretty good movie. Like I liked it. I thought it was really good. But I'm into action movies like that, so
right.
You know. I like, you know, Jack Ryan and Reacher and all those types of shows, but
and that makes sense.
Yeah, so it's good for me. I like it. Okay, well, this is it. This is done. Hello, everybody. We're going to try to make this a normal thing. Do you got a regular job, like a regular person? So, you know, we got to work around that.
Okay.
Well, you know, for however long you got this job. Like, you trying to quit.
No, I got to stick with it.
So it sounds like you're trying to quit. So whenever, however, yeah.
I mean, if they gave me a reason, I wouldn't turn it down. But you know, I think this is
we'll see.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's what I wanted to say. Not disability. What's the other one?
Severance.
Unemployment.
Oh, see, I want them to pay me a severance.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to severance this show. All right.
Okay.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.